I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I'm glad you could join us once again this week as we get into some good techie things, very techie. And we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Now, I always say that, and I you know, sometimes I go by it so quickly that you may not feel the sincerity in my heart over the fact that we are very proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. I really appreciate all the guys, Todd Cochran and Angelo and all the folks, I can't name them all, that are at Raw Voice Media, that are behind Tech Podcasts and the Blueberry Network. I love saying Blueberry. It's spelled kind of interestingly. B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, Blueberry. But we're there as well, and there's just so many good things going on there, and there's stuff coming in the future that I can't talk about yet. It's a secret. But cool stuff's coming. So, also another thing that Tech Podcast does, get my tongue working. You know, sometimes I think Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies needs to prune my tongue. She was always threatening to do that. I don't know what good it would do, but it sounds, actually it sounds kind of bad. Maybe I don't want that done. Anyway, I digress. The point is that Tech Podcast also has a feature called TPN, Tech Podcast, get it right, techpodcast.tv, and that is a separate website where they have their video netcast playing, and you can go watch the doctor there as well as VirtZine, VirtZine.com, VirtZine, our virtualization and cloud computing netcast, all available there on techpodcast.tv. So check that out. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is GoToMeeting. Last week, I was confusing GoToMeeting with GoToMyPC, both excellent products of Citrix Systems. Citrix gets the thumbs up for me because I'm a Citrix administrator at High Point Regional Health System, and I use Citrix all the time. So I know that it's good, it's solid, it works. And GoToMeeting is no exception. You don't have to get in your car, drive to the airport, try to find a parking place, get on a plane, get all cramped up in a plane. You can imagine me in a plane. People don't want to sit next to me. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's cramped in there. You're like sardines in a little can. Then you take off, you fly to wherever you're going, and then you have to land and rent a car and blah, 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 and so forth. And then you get a hotel room and you get into that and you go to a meeting physically. For what? An hour? 2 hours? You get back in your car, you go back to the hotel, you sleep, you get back in your car, you go to the airport, you're cramped up again, and then you fly home. What fun is that? It's a lot of trouble. So what you want to do is you want to be able to go to a meeting virtually. As I said last week, I'm all about the virtual. You know I like virtualization. Otherwise, why have the VirtZine netcast? But the point is, you can try GoToMeeting for free by going to drbill.cc, drbill.cc, which stands for computer curmudgeon, go to that website and click on the ad, and you can have a 30-day free trial. Free! Free is good. Or you can use this URL right here on the bottom of the screen. And I know it's a kind of an odd-looking URL. It's a bit.ly, bit.ly URL, but that shortens it, makes it easier. Just write it down. Anyway, that is an offer you should not refuse. I'm going to make an offer you can't refuse. So there you go. So do that. It will be good for you, your business, whatever it may be. And by clicking on that link and letting them know that you found out about it on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, it will help out the netcast, which is a good thing. Okay, we're going to talk about several things in the techie world today. I look over at my computer because that's where how I know what's going on. Play Star Wars TIE Fighter from 1994 in Google Chrome. What? Well, basically, they've come up with a way to have these old classic DOS games available via Google Chrome, and you can play it right on the web. Pretty cool. So, you know, yeah, it's an old game, but hey, the nostalgia alone is good for you. I'm a very nostalgic kind of guy. I get kind of misty-eyed thinking of the days of yore. Now, the thing is, I wasn't much of a gamer. Still not much of a gamer. I leave that to my son, the Game Master. He's quite the gamer. Yes. And he's studying it in his college classes. As if he didn't study it enough on his own. Anyway. So, lots of gamery going on. Speaking of gamery, there's also YouTubery. I like to make words up. Have you ever noticed that? YouTubery. YouTubery is where people upload things to YouTube and then go watch them. And dude, there's a lot of that going on apparently. Because next item is a lot of YouTubery because there are 3 billion views per day. That's with a B. 3 billion views of YouTube. Man, that's a lot of cute kitties. You know, we watch YouTube for the cute kitties. I like cute kitties. I have a cute kitty. Her name is Tiger, and she's cute. You may have seen her before on the netcast. If you go back several netcasts where I was doing it in the living room, you'll see her wandering around. She does that, and she sleeps a lot. But she also likes to come over, and it's kind of funny. She'll come over, and she'll kind of nudge up against me like, "Hello, I'm here. Pet me. What's up with you? Why aren't you petting me?" And I go, okay. So I pet her, and she's like, dude, better. All right. Next item, Skype service crashed earlier. Now, this was on May the 26th as I wrote this blog article. And there was another cloud service issue with Skype. I count Skype as a cloud service because it's out there in the cloud. You have to have a client to connect to it, but it's still essentially a cloud service. But they were having problems. Matter of fact, Skype has had several problems this week. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Next item, help! I lost my Windows 7 profile. Now, this happened to me, and I must admit, I was bummed. I was rather severely bummed, because I logged into Windows as I normally would. Actually, let me back up a second on this story. My stories get a little long. I was at work. I was using my laptop. Everything was fine. You know the technical term being hunky-dory. Okay. It was fine. I logged out of my laptop. I powered it down, closed it up, brought it home, powered it up, and everything was gone. I was like, what? My icons were gone. My documents were gone. My preferences were gone. My background screen with the Star Trek Enterprise was gone. I was not happy. Now, the thing is, I knew it was really probably still there. So I went to see users, found my username. Sure enough, all the files were still there. But my profile had become disassociated from my username. Don't you hate it when that happens? I'd never had it happen. So I was like, what's up with this? So I went online. You know, the great thing about the internet is everything's out there. All the knowledge of mankind throughout the ages is out there on the internet. And some junk, too. Matter of fact, a lot of junk. So you got to be careful. But anyway, so I'm out there and I'm surfing and I'm looking for an answer. And I found the answer. I found the answer to my profile problem. So, I have it in the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.cc. Yes, I told you about that earlier. CC standing for computer curmudgeon, which, of course, I am the computer curmudgeon. So that's why, never mind. Anyway, the answer is in there. You have to have privileges. You run regedit. You navigate to H key, local machine, software, Microsoft, Windows NT, current version profile list. Simple, right? Yeah. Then you find your profile key. And I know your profile key, everyone remembers their profile key just right off the top of their head, right? No, they don't. But you look for a profile key that has a .bak extension. That's back, as in backup. Then you find the key by the same name without the .back, and you delete that one. Do not listen to the doctor. Do not delete the one that has the .back. That would be bad. Delete the one without the .back, okay? By the same name other than the .back. Got it? Okay? Okay. Then rename .back. Take the .back off of it, okay? Now you reboot your system. And when you reboot your system, ta-da! Sound effects. Don't you love them? Anyway, you have your profile back. And I immediately did a registry backup and a system restore point just because I was getting a little paranoid. Yes. Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is JDisk Report. JDisk Report is a Java, that's where the J in JDisk Report comes from, Java, and it's a Java application. And what it is for, if you have ever used the Geek Software of the Week from long ago called Winderstat, you know that Winderstat gives you a visual representation of your hard drive so you can find really large files and look at it and go, dude, I don't need that file anymore. Delete it and save this space. Okay? Very nice program. JDisk Report does the same thing using Java, so you have to have Java installed. That's one of the caveats here. You must have Java installed. But once you install Java, life is good. Then you install this application, and it gives you a graphical representation of your hard drive and allows you to go in and clean it up. Do a little spring cleaning of the hard drive, which is a good thing. Yes. So, good program. Free, of course. All right. Next item, the continuing story of Skype's woes. I mentioned Skype earlier. Didn't go into a lot of detail because I knew we had this coming up. This zero-day vulnerability in Skype is... Scratch that. Rewind that, Fred. There is no Fred. I just made that up. Anyway. No, that's... The zero-day is basically... That's an IE thing. We'll talk about that next. But no, this is a thing, a login glitch thing, where people were unable to log into Skype. A small number of people, mostly using Skype for Windows, had problems logging into Skype. Apparently the problem was caused by a specific XML file called shared.xml. To fix the problem manually, the person here, Parks, who they were talking to, provided instructions for users on Windows 7, XP, and Vista, the Mac OS X, and Linux machines, which consisted of quitting the app and deleting the file called shared.xml. So, they are working on a permanent fix, and they're going to push out a Mac version and also probably a security update for this as well. So, Skype has had problems. You notice... Skype's had problems since Microsoft bought them. Nah, no, it's not related. But you gotta wonder if Microsoft's going, dude, why'd we buy this company? Man. Look, hey, let me explain something to you. I'll explain it to you very clearly. A friend of mine at work, hi Phil, a friend of mine at work says, anything basically created by man is subject to problems. Because man is not perfect. I agree with that. So if some human engineered it, it's gonna break. So I don't blame Skype. I'm a Skype user. I'm down with Skype. Okay? But, you know, it's sad that Microsoft buys Skype and then within that week or so, all these problems show up. That'll teach you to trust Microsoft. I'm a bit anti-Microsoftian. That's another word I just made up on the fly. Don't you love it? This is the next item that I was going to talk about when I was talking about the other item that wasn't the right item, but never mind. IE users, that's Internet Explorer. Are your cookies being hijacked? I get this picture of this big plate full of cookies and somebody going, grab. That would be bad, particularly if they're chocolate chip. I like chocolate chip cookies. Cookie. C is for cookie. Yes. Oh, well. I learned that when I was a little kid watching Sesame Street. Okay, I wasn't a little kid when I watched Sesame Street. I was a college student. But some say that I'm still a little kid. Yes. With a gray beard. Odd, huh? Anyway, IE users. First of all, most of the people watching this netcast right now, that's you, probably don't use IE because you know better. I have told you better than that. You should be using Chrome or perhaps Firefox or pretty much anything other than Internet Explorer. Now, I will say this. Internet Explorer 9 is much better than previous versions of Internet Explorer. However, it still has this zero-day problem. A zero-day problem is a problem that is, they found it. Oh, there it is today, and there's no fix for it, meaning it's still a security problem. They haven't fixed it yet. Okay, so this zero-day problem is that you can have your cookies hijacked if you use Internet Explorer, which is a bad idea anyway to use it. But anyway, a sophisticated new hack has emerged as a zero-day exploit for all versions of Internet Explorer, dubbed cookie jacking. They made up a word, too. It is a way for hackers to take control of the user's browser identities and thus be able to impersonate them on Facebook, Twitter, or any encrypted bank or retail site. That's bad. I mean, really? Yeesh. They play off the familiar clickjacking term. Cookiejacking happens when a hacker gets a user to drag and drop an item on a website enabled for the hack. It was discovered by Italian security researcher Rosario Vallata, who presented his findings at two European security conferences earlier this year before publishing them on his blog. Given the nature of the attack and the specificity of the attack, don't you love words like specificity? Is this something that Internet Explorer users really need to worry about? If you're an Internet Explorer user, you probably aren't worried because you're clueless. So, don't worry. Be happy. Use Chrome. What's the matter with you people? Anyway, I'm in quite a strange mood, huh? You know, I've just reflected on something about that. I very often say, I'm in kind of a strange mood. I think there's a pattern to the strange moods. Yes. Being Dr. Bill is very strange, as you might imagine. So, stay tuned for the next edition of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, or, as we call it in the shorthand version, drbill.tv, because it's all about the Dr. Bill the TV show. Yes. So join us next time. Remember, until then, the doctor is out of here.